The New Zealand contingent has a brand new silver medal to bring home from Tokyo. Hannah Osborne and Brooke Donoghue snaffled a silver in the women's double sculls a few hours ago, and they join me now. Hannah, I think, is first on the line. Kia ora, Hannah. Tell me about the thrill of that.
Hi, I am absolutely over the moon. It was an absolute whirlwind of a race, and like it just feels a little bit like a very surreal at the moment. But yeah, I'm so stoked with how we went.
Are you still buzzing?
Yeah, honestly, I don't think I'll wear off for a very long time.
We were all glued to the television watching you, right? And it looked like, man, you really had to pull the hammer down at the end trying to chase the leaders there. Can you just talk me through what that's like? I mean, it must be one hell of a burn.
Well, to be honest, like, Brooke's the one who's in bow that's just telling me what to do. I'm just in the front, just keeping the rate up and keeping the rhythm going. So it definitely was a burn coming into that last sort of 500, but we definitely are prepared for it.
Have you had a chance to talk to the family back home?
I had a brief conversation with my partner and the family that was with him at the time, but to be honest, it's been pretty much go, go, go since we finished, so I'll be talking to them fairly soon.
And how are you going to celebrate? Because it's a bit of a strange situation over there, as we all know.
Well, there's some pizzas down in the village dining hall, so I think I was saying to Brooke that we'll both have one each to celebrate, I think.
Is that the post-win reward? Because didn't Hayden Wild have a pizza as well?
Oh, I'm sure he did. It's very good. It's top-notch, I'm telling you.
Oh, fantastic. Hey, and are you still wearing the medal?
Yeah, it's still on. I won't be taking off for a little bit.
I bet. Is Brooke there with you?
Yeah, I'll pass you on to her now.
Oh, thank you, Hannah, and congratulations. Fantastic job.
Thank you. Hello.
Kia ora, Brooke, silver medalist. How does that sound to you?
Yeah, pretty bloody good.
I bet. So tell us about it.
Oh, it's been a bit of a whirlwind since we finished the race now, but Hannah and I put it all out there and had a really good race. We've got no regrets, and now we're just sort of soaking it up.
Have you managed to talk to your parents? We did, actually. Your dad was having a good old cry when you went over the line.
Oh, that's so sweet. Yeah, I have talked to them, and they managed to hold up the tears for a second to say hello and congratulations.
Yeah, what did they say to you, Brooke?
They were just really proud of me. I think it was nice just to check in with them, especially, like, they would have loved to have been here, but technology's great. It was awesome that they could be at the cloud and watch it with all the friends and family there.
Yeah, is it a bit bittersweet that you couldn't have them around you?
I think given the circumstances of the world, we're just really grateful and lucky to have been able to get here and to race, and I think there's going to be plenty of time to celebrate once we get home.
When you were on the podium, can you just talk us through what was going through your head in that moment, special moment?
Again, I was just really proud of Hannah and I. It was amazing to have her standing there with me to see the Romanians in the gold medal spot. They're someone who we've been watching over the past couple of years, and they've just been incredible athletes and put out a really good performance. I think for us, knowing I could stand there proud knowing I'd given it my all.
Hey, will you both go and watch the girls and the pairs tomorrow?
Yeah, definitely. I think we're going to try to get out and watch all the rest of the racing. I think there's some really good things to come, especially with all the other sports that their finals are coming up to.
Fantastic job, and congratulations to both of you. Absolutely fantastic. That is Brooke Donoghue and Hannah Osborne, who are the winners of New Zealand's latest medal, and it was a silver. And also, obviously, the Sevens are in the hunt potentially for gold.